Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart collaborated on Broadway with great success from 1925 to 1943. Their hit musicals appeared so close to effortless that it's worth remembering how hard it was for them to break in.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
When Rodgers and Hart were writing Garrick Gaieties, they'd already endured a half dozen years of failure and frustration. They knew they were good. They knew they had something new to offer, but they couldn't get anyone to pay attention. The theater has often rewarded grit and endurance. Despite the difficulties, their first show was youthful and irreverent. By 1927, only 2 years later, they could still be witty and satiric, but their writing was also more polished and self-assured. From Garrick Gaieties of 1926, Elaine Stritch, Little Souvenir, and from their smash hit of 1927, Connecticut Yankee, Chester Stratton and Vera Ellen, On a Desert Island.
In a box of lavender, you've slept for me, kept for me. His photo, dance cards of the ball, I see that you are here, two are here in toto. Here's a little letter torn to tatters, it shatters and scatters the years. Boutonniere and glove and other matters, you have not aged at all, it appears. You have slept well, little trinkets, covered with perfume and tears. Just a little souvenir of another year. Just a little souvenir I'll keep forever, though I endeavor to love anew. It tells me love will always cry to love. You can't lie to love. There is no goodbye to love for us two. There'll be no gloom again. My room again is filled with April bloom again. In soon just a little souvenir.
I'll pack each little thing for thee. What 10 books shall I bring for thee? We'll need some books to read.
Thou needst not bring thy books along. If thou wilt bring thy looks along, 'twill be enough for me. When the heat begins to swelter, we won't have to fear the sun. We will lie beneath a shelter, only big enough for one.
Let the prudish people quarrel, we'll forget them for the nonce. If they think our love immoral, on its walkie malicons.
I'll dress the way that Adam did.
And I the way his madam did.
I'll see enough of thee.
Oh, for a year on a desert island with thee, out in the clear middle of the sea. We'll sing tra-la when we be happy and gay, with my mama many miles away. In the morning air, murmur a blessing, first we'll eat, then we will dress. If it's fair, we'll be caressing. If it rains, we'll caress. Who knows next year what the population will be out in the middle of the sea.
Elaine Stritch, Little Souvenir, and Chester Stratton and Vera Ellen, On a Desert Island. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Both men were born and raised in New York and met in 1919 when Hart was 23 and Rogers not yet 17. They took to one another immediately. Rogers said years later, "I left Hart's house having acquired in a single afternoon a career, a partner, a best friend, and a source of permanent irritation." They soon met Herb Fields, whose father Lou was a former vaudeville star turned Broadway producer. In 1919, the elder Fields had picked up a very early Rogers and Hart song for his current show, A Lonely Romeo. Blossom Dearie sings Rogers and Hart's first song on Broadway, Any Old Place With You.
We'll go straight to Halifax.
I've got a mania for Pennsylvania.
Even right in London hacks.
I'll call each dude a pest you like in Budapest.
Oh, for far Peru.
I'll go to hell for ya.
or Philadelphia,
any old place with you.
With you.
With you.
With you.
Rodgers' music is bright and sprightly, melodic but with a touch of raggy syncopation, while Hart's lyrics are clever if a bit self-conscious, but they also let you begin to see where lyric writing is headed. Actually, aside from a couple of interpolations, it took Rodgers and Hart quite a while to get going. They didn't return to Broadway for another 6 years, all of them filled with growing frustration. They were about to give up when the Theater Guild hired them to write the songs for a limited-run fundraiser called Garrick Gaieties of 1925. Here's a recreation of the opening number.
We bring drama to your great metropolis. We have a little theater group. Each of us has built a small acropolis to hold our little theater troupe.
We'd be very glad to meet you and greet you and seat you and treat you just great. For all commercial art is holla, so falla, apala, and swalla are bait.
Help to serve the art of your cosmopolis if you'll be one of us. Each son of us will welcome you at the gate.
The neighborhood playhouse may shine below the Macy Gimbel line.
It was built to make a right for people on Fifth Avenue.
To Yates and St. John Shaw and such, we add an oriental touch.
We bring out the aesthetic soul you didn't know you have in. We like to serve a mildish, a folklore quaintly childish, or something Oscar Wilde-ish in a pantomime or dance.
Grand Street folk, we never see them. They think the place is a museum, and we know just what we do
because we always take a chance.
Still owns the art of Robert Edmund Jones.
From the classic drama, we're a notable secessionist.
We'd even made the censors feel the verity of Gene O'Neill.
The meaning doesn't matter if the manner is expressionist. Our one great contribution to art is revolution. Our mood is very Lucian. You can tell it at a glance.
Our bare stage may look funny, but it saves a lot of money, and we know just what we do
because we always take a chance.
Whoopee! The Garrick Gaieties is coming down the street. Here's where we meet our meat.
Gilding the Guild,
we possess a fine artistic touch. Money doesn't count, not much.
Schubert's may say, art doesn't pay. But we built this cozy little shack, though we lack Schubert's jack. In our cute little building, we're gilding the Guild.
When Rodgers and Hart auditioned their songs for the Garrick Gaieties, one of the founders of the Theater Guild, Teresa Helburn, wrote, "When they came to the song Manhattan, I sat up in delight. These lads had ability, wit, and a flair for a light, sophisticated kind of song. You can hear the deepening of craft, the rising mastery, between Any Old Place with You and Manhattan, and then a year later for Garrick Gaieties of 1926, the witty alter ego they wrote to Manhattan. Kim Criswell and Steve Ross, Manhattan, and Dawn Upshaw, Mountain Greenery. No one ever rhymed like Larry Hart."
Thank you.
rental flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too.
It's lovely.
First of May, it is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job, throw your job away. Now is the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust you wait, must you wait, just you. paints the scenery. Just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery, plus our mountain greenery home. In a mountain greenery, where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. Where no pests are pestering, no dear mama holds us in tether. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. I let them sting me on the finger. Life's machinery, than our mountain greenery
Between 1925 and 1931, Rodgers and Hart wrote 15 scores for Broadway, most of them successes. After the Garrick Gaieties and the early interpolations, they wrote their first Broadway book show, a romantic comedy set during the American Revolution. The plot borrows the story of Mary Lindley Murray, who served General Howe tea, conversation, and flirtation long enough for George Washington and his troops to slip safely out of New York. But the songs were very much up to date. The love songs had up-to-date bounce, jauntiness, and wit. Attraction and flirtation regardless of age, but ultimately Mrs. Murray preserved her marriage, her niece's reputation, and the American Army. Annalene Beechey and James Cleverton here in my arms, and Meg Bussard and George S. Irving, Where the Hudson River Flows.
You've been very unkind to me, Betsy, since we met in Philadelphia. I've thought only of you, of our meeting in front of the old State House. I love you, little Betsy. Won't you forget for a moment that I'm an enemy?
I might try, for a moment.
Do.
I love you just for a moment.
Do you really care?
Would I be begging for kisses if I didn't?
And you'll think of me while I'm away.
I'm afraid I'll be thinking of nothing else.
I know a merry place far from intrusion. just the very place for your seclusion. There you can while away days as you smile away. It's not a mile away, but it's new to you. Here in my arms, it's adorable. It's deplorable that you were never there. When little lips are so kissable, it's permissible for me to ask my share. Next to my heart, it is ever so lonely. I'm holding only air. I'm here in my arms, it's adorable.
Forest song. large and small streets. Half a mile up Broadway, you can hear the crickets call.
We will hire a wagon we can speed in. All the thickest woods we'll journey through.
And I'll feel like Adam in his Eden in the lovely Bronx. Goats have sat in.
Love will find repose where the Hudson River flows.
You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In 1926 and 1927, Rodgers and Hart had two of their longest-running shows. A musical didn't have to run 10 years in those days. Nobody expected it to. A show ran for a season or two, or occasionally three. It closed after earning a nice income for everybody involved, and the writers had probably already moved on to new projects. The Girlfriend and Peggy Ann ran for 301 and 333 performances, respectively. In the mid-20s, they were two of Rodgers and Hart's flopperiest shows. From The Girlfriend, Arthur Siegel sings Why Do I? And from Peggy Ann, Charlotte Ray and Cy Young sing Come and Tell Me.
I give in to you, why do I? I'm as easy as pie. I'm afraid to lose my girl. How can I refuse my girl? I don't dare to reply, do I? When you tell me goodbye, fearing I'll disgrace myself, I just go and chase myself. On the day that you become my better half, you can call me Lord and Master, dear, and laugh. You know that in my love I don't lie, do I? Who would offer to die? Hardly any other guy. So why do I? Say that you become my better half. You can tell me that you worship me and laugh. You know that in my love I don't lie, do I? Who would offer to die? Hardly any other guy. So why do I?
Most obliging nature, doing favors is my fun. All you have to do is state your slightest wish and it is done. You'll always find me ready and glad to help you out. So let me be your steady and shout, Boy Scout. If you want someone to run down to your parlor after sundown, only come and tell me.
If you feel you need a tender person of the other gender, only come and tell me.
Tell me, sabe what a help I'll be. You can play some hobby horsey on my knee.
If you're open to suggestion on life's most important question,
just come and tell it. Sabi, what a help I'll be. You can play some hobby horsey on my knee.
If you're open to suggestion on life's most important question,
just come and tell.
It didn't take long for Rodgers and Hart to resent being pegged as the two kids who wrote youthful, high-spirited music. Rodgers wanted to be known for his melodies, Hart for his mix of melancholy and wit, both for their inventiveness. Flappers love to play around, but ultimately, especially in musicals, they're on the lookout for true love, even true love that leads to marriage. For some reason, the setting for Wedded Bliss was often painted blue. Rodgers and Hart wrote one of the best of the songs about married lovers for whom romance and sex still burn bright. Ella Fitzgerald with Blue Room.
Because you're married to me, not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where you can smoke your pipe away with my wee head upon your knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kiss. Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. I'll wear my trousseau, and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as our blue room far away upstairs. You're married to me, not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where you can smoke your pipe away with my wee head upon your knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses with Mr. and Miss. Upstairs, our blue room, far away
was the big hit from The Girlfriend, but Peggy Ann was the more interesting show. The plot is an extended dream sequence. Peggy Ann is the niece of the owner of a New York boarding house and the fiancé of a boy from the neighborhood. She finds an escape from her ordinary life by dreaming of a life as a wealthy adventuress. You can hear the underlying sadness in her life in the Rodgers and Hart standard, Where's That Rainbow? This is torch singer Helen Morgan. The thing to remember about Rodgers and Hart is just how New York their writing was. It's easy to forget if you're caught up in the story and songs of a musical, but they were New Yorkers born and bred who cut their teeth in and around Broadway when Broadway was the American theater and the Broadway musical was an essential part of its beating heart. Rodgers and Hart's New York sensibility spread all the way to medieval England and the court of King Arthur and Connecticut Yankee. Adapted from Mark Twain's novel, it was a satire of rising American industrialism circa 1889. Twain's story proved a perfect foil for Rodgers' gift of melody and Hart's venturesome innovation. They also managed to pull it off without undoing what the audiences came for. Dick Foran and Julie Warren with the romantic My Heart Stood Still, and then with the witty inventive Thou Swell.
I laughed at sweethearts I met at schools. All indiscreet hearts seemed romantic fools. A house in Iceland was my heart's domain. I saw your eyes now castles rise in Spain. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
Through all my school days, I hated boys. Those April Fool days brought me loveless joys. I read my Plato, said my prayers at night, but since your kiss, I'm living in the light. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet would step and walk, my lips could move, yet my heart stood still.
Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until well met, as in a spell met, I lift my helmet, Sandy, you're just Sandy, for just this here lad, you're such a fistful, my eyes are mistful, are you too wistful to care, to say, you care, to say, come near lad, you are so graceful, have you wings, you have a face full of nice things. You have no speaking voice, dear, with every word it sings. Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, would kiss me pretty, would hold my hand, for thine eyes are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet lollapalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in ha-ha for two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
Thy words are queer, sir, unto mine ear, sir, yet thou art dear, sir, to me. Thou could fool me, now could thou try, knight. I'd murmur swell to, and like it well to, more thou would tell to Sandy. Thou art dandy, now art thou my knight. Thine arms are martial, thou hast grace. My cheek is partial to thy face. My lips grow weary, my
It was now 1927. Rodgers and Hart were in the spotlight and loving it. But Hart continued to live a tortured life as a desperately unhappy gay man in a world that made no place for him. He consistently underestimated his own achievement, and Rodgers' natural coldness offered little comfort. Occasionally, Hart's own point of view slipped out from beneath his mask. The extravaganza Betsy, produced by Florenz Ziegfeld, ran only 30 performances. It was a disaster. But aside from Irving Berlin's interpolated Blue Skies, the score included this striking lyric by Hart. He and Rodgers were among the princes of Broadway, but nothing came for free. William Bolcom and Joan Morris, This Funny World.
A mop, a broom, a pail, the stuff my dreams are made of. You hope, you strive, you fail. The world's a place you're not afraid of. But soon you are brought down to earth, and you learn what your dream was worth. This funny world makes fun of the things that you strive for. This funny world can laugh at the dreams you're alive for. If you're beaten, conceal it. There's no pity for you, for the world cannot feel it. Just keep to yourself, weep to yourself. This funny world can turn right around and forget you. It's always sure to roll right along when you're through. If you are broke, you shouldn't mind. It's all a joke. You will find this funny world is making a fun of you.
Rodgers and Hart's career looked like a free ride for the two golden boys of musical theater. But the demons were there, and they deepened until they destroyed Hart and transformed Rodgers into a remote, distant man who served his craft unflinchingly. Yet still we have the songs. Keep your ears tuned to the songs. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Fascinating rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me. Oh, how I love
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.